Hi Reggie, so how are you doing?
Well, we're doing okay. Thank you for asking.
Okay. How's agataservice.com? Of course, every Christmas season or any special occasion, sales improve. However, I noticed, especially last year, you now have a lot of competition and you now see new players coming into the market, like group buying sites and more classified ads sites coming out. So does that affect regaloservice.com at all?
Well, it's an advantage that we're one of the pioneers in the e-commerce industry. So that's why we already have a loyal roster of clientele. And the list is growing. Yes, definitely. With the new entrants in the market, like those doing grouponing and all the other e-commerce businesses that's coming up, of course, it's always a challenge, you know, for us. But we take it in positively, so that it really keeps us on our toes to improve our service and the business as well.
So how do you address the challenge? Can you cite some specifics on how you hurdled them last year?
Well, actually, last year was a good it was a banner year for us in the sense that we really had a very good increase in our sales. I attribute it maybe the market.
What do you mean? Growth in sales, 30%, 40%.
Well, it's a good growth. No, it's really a good growth for us. It's the highest growth that we had for the
30%, 40%,
100%. Remember when I said? I think we talked about this about in 2007.
Yes.
I think I mentioned about the 40%.
Yes.
But our base then was smaller.
Yes.
But this time our base is bigger. But it's still a 40% growth.
Wow.
So it's still good.
Okay, good,
it's still good.
Good.
Although the market may not be getting any bigger, but I think we're getting some market share now. So we just want to continue with the service that we're doing. Get more known brands into our site. And also now we're expanding to other e-commerce sites. So it's not just regaloservice.com. We're thinking of We've launched pinoypartyfood.com last year, and we intend to launch two more this year, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And we're also expanding into e-commerce outsourcing services and fulfillment of the e-commerce business.
I'm intrigued. I mean, despite the fact that you now have more classified ad sites and more couponing sites, I'm expecting that somehow a lot of the existing players will be a bit more worried or will be affected, but since you've recorded 40% growth, to what do you specifically attribute this? I mean, do you think it's related to new products or something that you've done in terms of marketing or customer relationship management?
For regaloservice.com, it's a combination of doing social networking through Facebook and through Twitter and through blog. Of course, the blog, we've had it since the start. But at the same time, also focusing on the products that we're putting into the site. So that's, I think, an important factor in which that pushed the sales of regaloservice.com. But at the same time, on the market side, as we've started in 2006, when we talk to merchant partners about e-commerce, they really don't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. But now, when we talk about this, the consumer is aware of it. The merchant partners are aware of it, but you know, most really still are, the consumer is wary about, you know, the payment aspect of it. But the brands, the products, the merchant partners all would want to get into it but wouldn't know how to. So I think little by little they're putting in their products, and that pushes the market to be aware that, hey, the brands that I know are already getting into e-commerce, and that pushes I think the sales also of maybe not as the growth in the total market is not as big as we want to, but it's there.
Are there e-commerce strategies or techniques that you have embraced in the past that you notice that today doesn't work anymore?
Direct mail. Although we still continue to do it, But the response is not as high as it was like in 2006 and 2007.
So what did you replace it with?
Well, we've embraced Facebook and Twitter. Mm-hmm. The blog, we still continue to have it.
Mm-hmm. So, of the three, which worked best for you?
Actually, in the initial, it's the blogs. Okay. But at this point, the most versatile is Facebook.
Most versatile is Facebook now. If I noticed that a lot of the new players or new entrants today in the e-commerce market space, instead of putting up their own website, mm-hmm. they enter to sites like Multiply or they create their own group page on Facebook, and that's where they start putting their products online and mm-hmm. sell it there. And somehow still afraid or still weighing things before they really venture into having their own site. With all the developments that are happening today, what are the tips that you can give to prospective entrepreneurs or merchants who would like to consider putting up an e-commerce site?
Actually, the way I see it from the experience, I cannot speak for the whole industry, but from the experience that I had with RegaloService.com, it's good to build, it's back to basics really. It's really still the basic thing, it's the product. Mm-hmm. You have to build a brand for your product first.
Okay.
Once the product is known already, whether you sell it through brick and mortar or through online, it's going to sell. Because usually when people go online, when they buy something, most of the time it's something that they already trust, the brand they already trust. Because it's hard to buy online on something that you don't know, you know, you don't have any experience. You don't know if it's going to be a good, the product is going to be delivered to you would be of good quality. But if you already had an experience with that brand before, mm-hmm. it's very easy for you to order online because you know that brand already. You've experienced using that brand. So it's easier for you to do online purchasing. So it's still basic. It's still the product itself. It's still, you push the product, be sure that your product is of good quality and of reasonable price, and you know, it's the same thing. It's the product and the brand.
It's still about the product, mm-hmm. and insofar as marketing is concerned, mm-hmm. it's really using new media channels.
Yes.
Okay. Do you still see problems in the area of payment and fulfillment for e-commerce?
Well, fortunately for us, we haven't experienced any fraudulent transaction. Maybe because we are really very cautious. At the onset, we review in each and every transaction. If we feel that this transaction is a little shady, mm-hmm. We verify it ourselves or we cancel the order altogether. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Okay, yeah. So it's really being cautious. No?
Yes.
And which payment medium worked best for you? Is it credit card, PayPal, cash?
For our e-commerce site, we use credit cards.
Okay.
Every now and then, we have requests for direct orders. So what we do there is that they just deposit to our bank account and mm-hmm. then we deliver.
Do you also get PayPal transactions?
Every now and then.
So you can still say that the majority of the transactions is still done through credit cards?
Credit cards, yes.
Ah, okay. How about the delivery services? Do you find the delivery services in the country maturing already or somehow friendly to e-commerce entrepreneurs like you?
Well, for Metro Manila, we do the actual fulfillment. So okay. We control the quality for that. For outside of Metro Manila, well, there are some problems every now and then, but not really something that would create a very big headache for us. So it's all manageable. So I think even the courier companies here in the Philippines are stepping up.
Do you see yourself also embracing mobile payments in the future, or that is something that is not suitable for Regalo service?
Well, of course, that's an improvement of the service. So we're looking into it, but I don't know if how big the market is for mobile payments. So we have to study that first before we get into that.
Mm-hmm. So what are your plans for Regalo service this year?
For the site itself, well, we're still going to continue to have more products into the site. But for the whole business, as I've mentioned earlier, we're going to add in, we've launched already pinoypartyfood.com, so we push marketing that site for this year, and then hopefully we'd be able to launch two other sites this year, towards the last quarter of the year. And yes, we're also going to push for our e-commerce consultancy and outsourcing business.
What encouraged you to expand to the other services like Pinoy Party Food, mm-hmm. Your e-commerce consulting, and this other site that you mentioned?
Because what I believe still in doing an e-commerce site, e-commerce shop, you still have to market. Mm-hmm. You still have to have a niche market. So like Regalo Service is focused just mainly on gift giving. Mm-hmm. So Pinoy Party Food would be focusing on food, party food. So that means we're targeting another segment of the market. But the same thing with the two other sites that we're going to launch. We're going to look at other markets and see where we could niche our sites and create more business for us, of course.
Is there anything that you fear of in terms of how the e-commerce market or industry is evolving in our country?
What I fear of? Well, of course, the market for e-commerce would not grow as we wanted it to be.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is may science ba o mukhang
well, from last year it's plateauing, mm-hmm. but hopefully it's as we've noticed, people already know about e-commerce, but they still don't know how to do it, both at the consumer and the seller side. But once people get to know more about it, get more comfortable with it, and I think it's going to go up.
Okay, so thank you.
I hope that plateauing won't be as long.
Okay, thank you very much, Reggie.
Thank you, it's a pleasure.
Thank you, everyone.